Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Well, welcome everybody tonight. We have part two of spiritual enlightenment, and it's kind of like more than a feeling. What is it? And I've got the lovely stars Maya Moon with me tonight, as usual, and we'll be discussing, I think I did a lot of talking last week on my spiritual enlightenment. Some days it's really good. Sometimes I don't understand it all, but I don't know. I'm going to let you start with it, Maya, because you are more informed than I am, I think, on this.
Well, I don't know about that, but I'm happy to start, and I appreciate it. It's always a pleasure to be here with you, of course, Miss Natalie, and with all of our listeners. I know we really appreciate your loyalty. I know there's some that have been with us from the beginning, and we get, I'm sure, new ones every day. And it's just great to know that you're out there and you're listening. And I think I can speak for both of us in saying that, you know, it's always our intention to share, you know, through our personal experiences or sharing our stories to, you know, impart some wisdom perhaps or some insight or guidance, and not wisdom in the sense that we're so much smarter than everybody else. But being in this profession, the metaphysical and the spiritual, we just are exposed to so many different, you know, situations. And, you know, I was thinking about this too. We see so many outcomes. So in addition to what natural gifts, if you will, or things that we may have taught ourselves, you know, reading cards, I mean, there's no, you know, this one's better than that one thing. But we do have the advantage that when you're in this business long enough, you do get to see results. And that really speaks volumes on a variety of topics and spiritual influences, energies, and so on and so forth. Now, on enlightenment, yes, we talked about it last time. And it's a big subject because an enlightenment, a lot of times the general public or people may see an enlightenment as this major, significant, intense, like how you would see this huge storm, this, you know, this just huge prophetic situation or experience that we encounter, that we have, that we couldn't possibly miss, that we definitely know, you know, we're calling everyone, oh my gosh, you wouldn't believe that what happened, this and this and this. Well, that's certainly true, and that happens. I believe, and it's been my experience as a human being, and again, you know, via my guides and as I said, our experience in spirituality, that we have enlightenment sometimes daily. And it can be, I mean, if we look at it like if you've ever had a problem that you needed to solve, you know, you thought, okay, I got all these dishes now. How am I going to set them up in this new hutch that I've got? Or I just got a new living room set. How am I going to organize it? And so, you know, for a day or two, you're in your mind, you're kind of muddling over and you're envisioning, you know, okay, well, we could put the sofa here and then the chair could go there and the TV could go there. Well, a lot of times enlightenment can have a similar you know, they can function a little bit similarly. So it would be as though we may not even be aware that we're dealing with something that we need to rise above or cross over in the spiritual sense, in our path, our lesson, our learning, and so on. And the enlightenment may just, it may come as just suddenly something falls into place and we just have this feeling of being put together, of balance and alignment and unity, and that can be an enlightenment. So enlightenments can be major events in our life. They can occur while we're sleeping, like we talked last week with Natalie about dreams and situations that I know she shared a dream. It was a very prophetic. It was a really interesting dream. I still remember the dream.
That's good, because it was a good one.
Yeah, it really was. So we can have those experiences, but we can have little, like, just little lights go off, just those little flickers, just like we do with little ideas, or, oh, gosh, I know what I'm going to do with that. Or, you know, for those of us that enjoy shopping, whether we're male or female, and, you know, we come across a dress and or an outfit, and we think, okay, what shoes are they? And suddenly it just dawns on us, gosh, I've got those brown sandals with the gold trim. That would be perfect. So think of an enlightenment as something like that. It in a sense, it doesn't, I don't want to go so far as to say it solves the problem, because we may not necessarily be struggling, but it just kind of gives us a boost. It kind of elevates us up to a little bit higher level. And anytime we're being raised up on our level, our spiritual energy is being increased, anything like that occurs is always positive, because it's always helping us, moving us along our path and our journey. And then everything has the domino effect. So the collective is, you know, our collective energy, both what we send out and what we receive, can be affected. So enlightenments are very interesting experiences. I feel that we have a lot more than we probably realize, and they have various purposes. Sometimes it's just to keep us moving. Sometimes maybe we get stagnant along our path, and so an enlightenment comes because we're stuck or we're, you know, we're not moving forward in the way that perhaps we need to, or that's potentially possible for us. And so that enlightenment, it just kind of spiritually opens that door for us, and that little light bulb goes off. And even though we may not be, you know, when we're working with our furniture or clothes or those, I mean, some of those are kind of silly analogies, I get that. But, you know, those are things that we're very aware of and we may be working on. Whereas spiritually, I've come to realize that many times enlightenments are not something that we're consciously aware of. We just know the effects. We just know that after, we don't really know what happened or what an enlightenment was or how it occurred or came to us. But we just suddenly know that something feels different, and it's as if something fits. So, I mean, there again I go. I must have clothes on my mind. I know that I do, and I know why, but...
You need to go shopping.
Well, and I actually have, but I had some health issues, and I was retaining so much water. Let me tell you something. You cannot believe, I'm a small frame person like you, Natalie, and you cannot believe how much water a body can contain. And so I had made some purchases throughout the summer. Luckily, a lot of them were, and of course, we both live in areas where the weather stays warm through sometimes even November. But at any rate, luckily, they were the clothes that I like that are not just deemed as strictly seasonals, they have to be worn in summer, they have to be worn in winter. So they can transition me through really to the winter, and then a lot of them are things that can be layered and things added to them, which that just tends to be the style that I, you know, I always seem to go for, you know. But anyways, does that make sense about the Enlightenment, that they can just, you know, there can be a piece of a puzzle missing that we may feel a little bit off about something, but we may not really be in touch with the specifics of that. And then an Enlightenment occurs, and I get different images and visions of Enlightenments, but I'm curious about, you know, what you have to add. And then I wanted to ask you, when you think of an Enlightenment, aside from what you may have experienced that literally happened to you, do you get any particular images or visions? I mean, I was just curious if you did.
Well, as far as that is, to me, Enlightenment is like almost like a light bulb goes on. Something, like you said, switches. Something gives you an idea, a thought, and you move forth with it. Sometimes, though, it doesn't happen that way. I can use what I did today. I worked on my accounting today, and I had to call my CPA because I use QuickBooks, but I wanted to make sure that I was doing something right, and I really was. I didn't think I was. She said, well, I don't know why you called me. You knew what you were doing. And I said, well, because, you know. But what she did for me is just give me enough to know that, oh, I can do this. I've had a lot of experience at it. But when you work with something as big as stars and you have two PayPal accounts and you're going back and forth and all of that, you have to make sure that it's right, because it's money that you would end up paying taxes on. So she really, if you want to call it, she helped to enlighten me with that. So it could be something like that. But I always apply it to my spirituality. But I think, like, for me right now, and we talked about my dream. Yes, that was it was a wonderful dream. And the thing that appeared to me in 1982, remember the crystal, we talked about that. Now, that is very unusual, what happened. It had specific things for me to see, feel, maybe ignite something about a learning process or something. I don't even know where that's coming from. And I think in day-to-day kind of stuff, I don't really get it day-to-day. Sometimes I carry the same feeling. Sometimes I get, like, it's not euphoric, but it's like this morning I was really, really up, really high, and I don't know why. I just woke up feeling really good. And but that's difficult, because sometimes what happens in your day is you get a decline. So you have to be careful of that. You have to watch that. I'm trying to think what else has happened to me. I did figure out something else for myself, is that we've talked about this with my granddaughter Jada, who was over on Saturday, and I haven't talked to you about this, Maya, but I figured it out. I was only with her like 30 minutes, but the whole time it was her and I. My son came over, but she didn't bother with him. I mean, she was telling me about her cheer. She was showing me her cheers, and we were talking about some boys, and I told her what exercise I'm doing, and she says, oh, Graham, you're getting muscles in your arms. So it was a very uplifting time for me, and you could call it a little bit of enlightenment for me, because it just showed me again that I need to be around her as much as I can. She sparks something for me. I haven't figured it out. Maybe I see in her a lot of myself when I was young, like her, when I was 12, 11, you know. But I think you can get enlightenment every day. I think it could be some little teeny tiny thing that you don't even know what it is. And another thing, what happens to me, and I have to use this, is that everybody knows about my one girlfriend. Well, I felt really good this morning, and she called. She calls usually every other day now. We're in a routine, and we were talking. And while she's talking, I'm thinking of something. Things were going on in my head, trying to say to myself, "Now you recall that, how fortunate you really are." Because she has all the money in the world. They have two planes. I mean, she's very wealthy. But her life, she can't change what's going on. She's going to try, but she can't. And she always seems to call me, or it seems, at that moment, maybe when I need her. So maybe that's my little spark. She is my spark. I've told her that before. She says, well, you should call me when you're not really high or up or what. I don't like to do that, Maya. I don't want to do that to her because I don't, I don't want to call her if I'm having a bad time, because if I think about it, there is my bad time is just stop what you're doing and think about it, and it's going to go away. Hers is not that simple. So it is enlightenment for me. It's like, we believe in God, you and I. Is that God saying, okay, Natalie, you see this? You're not so bad off. See this? And it pulls me back to where I belong, because she'll always say, well, how have your days been? Blah. And sometimes I'll tell her that, I have some bad days, but she talks to me, and pretty soon it's all gone. So I think, I think enlightenment can come from people. I mean, I think you can get, it can come in like courage. It can make you feel better, whatever. But, I just thought of this, Maya. Maybe, and I believe in God so much that I think that he controls everything. Maybe he has her call me at the time that I really need it. And like bringing Jada over on Saturday because he knew she needs to have that spark. We got to do something here. And I've told you about the chess pieces and the chessboard that God kind of tries to figure out what everybody's doing. Well, Archangel's, Michael, what are you doing here? You got Natalie sitting over here, and she hasn't moved. Now, we better start to pick up the pace here. In jest I say that. Of course, it's not like that, I don't think. But enlightenment is a unique thing. I should tell of my story that I've been writing. You know of it. You think that it's very prophetic, what I'm writing. It's got a lot of, did you call it metaphors in it? My story, Maya, what did you call it?
Well, I said a few things. I said that it was very prophetic and that I felt it had quite a bit of symbolism and,
yes,
and synchronicity that was applicable to your spiritual life and that it was very metaphoric,
right,
as well. So
yeah, I wrote a little bit more on it. Pardon me, what?
I said I used some big words.
Yeah, you did. You're known to do that. But yeah, so that when I get inspired to write, I feel really good about it because I feel it's coming from a place that will help other people. And we all know that Natalie's probably on Earth this time to help as many people as she can. I can't see myself doing anything different. I don't think I will be the people help me like my Maya Moon. Well, she is my Maya Moon anyways. But, people come to me to help me, and when I need it, or I can always ask. But I think writing really helps if you can do it. And my story, and I'm not going to give the title away, but I'm actually the woman in it, and there's a man in it. It's kind of a love story kind of thing, but yet it's got some intensity, and it goes in line with the things that I really love. I wrote more today, and I don't know, Maya. I was just thinking when I was saying that how can I think and talk at the same time? I have no idea, but I was thinking maybe that's when I was writing today. Maybe it triggered something for me because remember I said that I wasn't as high as I was earlier today. I mean, I was really happy, happy, happy. So I'm wondering maybe I was actually in the setting of this story too much. But I didn't write very much about it because I knew to pull away, I think. And I just feel that things happen to me exactly like they're supposed to. And when I need it, I get it, and I think that's all enlightenment. And your senses, you have to use all of those. It's really difficult to say what everybody's going through for enlightenment. I don't know. What about you, Maya? I always think you're the most enlightened being that I know. So I don't know. Can you get any more?
Oh, well, thank you. I feel that enlightenments are just like learning. We never learning about ourselves, about others, and about life. And so,
right.
I mean, I definitely could reflect back on my life and, you know, recognize some very major or significant enlightenments that changed the course of my life, perhaps, that without those enlightenments, I could have easily gone a different path, maybe not necessarily a negative or a lesser path, but just a very different path. But I also believe that, enlightenments can be almost daily, in that I feel that I experience those frequently, and I don't always maybe notice right at the moment, and that's partly just because we're busy living life. I mean, very few of us have time to just sit and I don't think that would be a healthy way to live anyways, to say, well, I'm just going to sit here and think about what happens to me every day. I mean, being, you know, using that as a way of living. But, no, I feel that I get what I would call more small or, you know, minor enlightenments, that they just help to balance things out, and they help keep me, this is what I feel about them, they help to keep me true to my path. And when I veer off, especially when I would say what I recognize the most and what I'm grateful for and see as enlightenments that really I feel are the biggies, are times when I go off my path or I go out of the energy of myself that is my core or my baseline or my main energy. And when I start to veer from that to a point where, rather than just, there's a difference between having a rough day, having a rough week, having a rough time or hour. When we start to get where, at least this is for me, this may not be true for you or for anyone else, but I know for myself, when I start to struggle and I recognize that I'm not the person that I'm meant to be, then those enlightenments become very important to me, and I embrace those. And I almost sometimes think that I even perhaps ask for those or seek those out in some way. I mean, I don't sit there and say, hey, enlighten me, which actually can be used in a sentence. You know, it will enlighten me. Okay, so he did such and such, or he said such and such. Enlighten me, what happened? I mean, we can actually use that in a sentence, but it's not necessarily that I'm asking in that way. I'm just more or less connecting with my spirit guides and with divine, which I recognize as God, just like you do, and saying, okay, get me back on track here. Something has gotten me off, and I don't seem to be able to regroup and rebound and recover as per my normal self. So that's when I feel like I know I had an enlightenment about 2 weeks ago, and I know it was while I was sleeping, and I know that it was very powerful, but I truthfully cannot remember the details of it. All I know is that I woke up and I felt very, very different from how I had been feeling, and it was a very positive experience, and I just had a very vague feeling of, I know that I had been doing work and I had been talking in my sleep. Who knows what I was saying? I'm surprised I don't have a chalkboard in my bedroom, because I'd probably be up there writing
away.
Yeah, writing or taking notes. But I know that it served me very well, and it stuck with me. And I always feel this way about it. If there's something that we're unable to fully recall, if our memory of it is just not, we just can't tap into it, into our conscious, then it's not necessary. The details of it are not what's important. Feel is what is. And you know, yeah. I've said this a million times about a million different topics, or in regards to many different topics, and that is that our spiritual, what I call it, our cash, however you want to pronounce it, but I believe that our spiritual core, our energy, our center, has memories, all the memories, everything that we could ever need, and that if for some reason at some point in our life it's absolutely essential that we have access to that, I believe that that access is given. So that could be, I don't know how you feel about that, if you feel that our spiritual core can carry memories of, you know, I mean, I'm talking about past lives. I even believe this. I even believe that our spiritual being can carry memories of while we were in utero and while we were a baby. I mean, things that we would never be able to recall. You know, there's no way we could remember consciously what it was like,
right,
to be, you know, to be inside our mother's tummy. Or, I mean, I'm trying to think, but I guess that's the only way we can be a test tube, start out that way, but at some time we have to be implanted in a woman's body. But, no, I definitely believe, ouch. Sorry, I bent my neck when I said that. So you believe
yeah.
that?
Well, yeah, but I don't remember any of that. And as far as past lives, I don't think I remember those either. Not really. And I don't know why. I don't have a recall of, in hiring people to come to the site years ago, they said that I was probably on Atlantis, and I'm kind of like an indigo child, yeah, part of it or something, but I never delved into all of that. So I can't even tell you what I was in a past life. I think, though, too, I must have been someone, because this comes really, I think if something comes really easy for you, I think you would agree, then you probably did it before. So things that come easy for me are like multitasking, for example, thinking while I'm talking. I must have done that before. I mean, I don't think these are things that you cannot really learn. You have it or you don't have it. Teaching, I'm real good at doing that. I never went to school to teach. I wouldn't know the first thing about it. But I can certainly teach things, you know, teach people to do things. I'm a really good, I probably helped people in another lifetime because I seem to thrive on, like, you could call it customer service, only really to the max. Like a lady, I'll use this as an example. She was having trouble getting in the site last night, and she sent me an email. So I had talked to her on the phone before, and I tried to call her, but I left her a message. And, you know, because this happened to her before, so I wanted her to recall what happened back when she came to the site because it was a new design. So I knew something she got nervous about. That's what I picked up with her. And so she called me this morning, and she said, well, I don't know. She said, I was trying to think, and we talked about her brows and everything, and you're the one she contacted, Maya. She said, oh, my gosh. She says, Maya's here. She said, it must have been talking to you. You did it. I said, no, I didn't do it. I said, you just remembered what you had to do. And because I had taken her through all the steps, I said, I know my site. I know the software. I know what it takes for you. If you can't do something, it can only be a few things. That's it. I mean, I've been trained well by Tony. And Tony's out of town. So, I mean, I could have called upon him, but I knew I didn't. And she says, well, how do you do this? I said, which by experience. I said, if I help enough people in a situation like this, I'm going to remember it. So that's another thing. And she was like, she felt so good. Do you remember who she was, Maya? You had her this morning. She could not believe. She says, oh, my gosh, we connected. She's there. I said, see that? I said, well, I told you we could do it. I'll figure it out. Don't worry about it. Even if I have to team view your computer, I'll figure it out. So I can do that very well. I think that's come from another lifetime. I don't know exactly what I was, and I don't need, and just because I own a huge site like this, that doesn't mean I was a leader in something before. Maybe in some capacity, maybe I was looked up to maintain something, to do something. That's the only thing that I get. I don't really remember any past life. What do you think about what I just said, Maya? You think maybe that's probably what I was before, or I was able to, I'm able to tap into that again. It was brought down with me again. I can still do it. I always tell people, this man I'm dealing with, a stock certificate, but anyways, he said, boy, he said, you're really something. I said, I'm my mother's daughter. I said, and don't forget it. And he said, well, what does that mean? And I said, well, you wouldn't want to talk to her, and you don't want to deal with me because I'm worse than she is or better than she is, I told him. I know a lot more than she did when she was wheeling and dealing, not that I was wheeling and dealing. But I think some of that you get, you know, I got some of that from my mother, but maybe it came from a past life, Maya. I don't really know. I don't know.
That makes sense to me, yes. And that feels correct. So I would say that a lot of that definitely comes from a past life, yes.
Yeah, well, it's, and I think, don't you feel that if it's easy to do, I mean, not that you have to sit there and study, that's not from a past life. I think something from a past life comes really easy for you. Sometimes you don't even know that you know how to do it, but you do it.
Right. It just comes, it's second nature, and you're almost like,
yes.
Wow, how did I know that?
Yeah,
there's really
exactly.
No answer. It isn't, you can't say, oh, well, because I took these classes or because such and such taught me. It just is a natural ability, much like I believe our gifts are generational, which means that although it's possible that we, you know, are experiencing them for the first time in this life, chances are we had something in a prior life.
Right. Yeah, Oh, I know what else, too. When I was a little girl, I could interpret stories really well in English lit. I mean, the teacher couldn't believe how I understood the stories because he'd have me come up and say, okay, now, what did you get from this story? Well, I just rambled on like it was nothing. And some struggle.
Yeah.
So I think I got a lot of my knowledge from another lifetime. I mean, a lot of it has been passed down to me that I really didn't go to school for. That I can, like, for example, my QuickBooks, my CPA. But I had, in the very beginning, I had a great man. My husband taught him math, well, helped him with his math. In turn, what he did for me, because he ended up being a CPA, is he would come over and teach me how to do something called Q&A. That was the software that we used for bookkeeping then. And then QuickBooks came about. And he sat down, he would come over for pizza, him and his family. Him and I would go back into my office, and he'd give me a little cheat sheet that I could write down little notes, you know, to remind myself how to do this. And I just absorbed it really fast. I got it. And this CPA, she said, I can't believe what you can do. Well, I can figure it out. I have an ability to do that. So I think that came from another life, too. I don't, because I never went to school. He was the only one that really, you know, taught me. He would grade me. First I got a C 1 year, and then finally when I got a real, he said, oh, no, I would give you an A, absolutely. He said, you don't even need me anymore. And I thought, oh, geez, yes, I still do, you know. But that's another thing that I think I came in with is the ability with to learn something quickly and to be able to adapt to it and be able to do it and show people. I could teach people how to do it too. I mean, it's not that hard. It sounds scary, but it's really not. But so I think that's all from a past life, especially this customer service thing. This, I shouldn't call it that. It's the ability to take care of and grab the person's hand and say, okay, you just come with me because I'm going to show you how to do it. And it'll be like second nature to you. Because I can show you in a way that's not going to be so hard for you. That's another thing I can do is I can show you a way that you won't sit there and go, oh, my God, I'm going to go crazy. I can't get this. How do I do this? Nah. Mm-mm. Natalie will show you the right way. It'll be easy. And I guess that came from another lifetime, Maya. I mean, whatever I was doing previously, maybe I wasn't in a capacity like I am now, but obviously I was in charge of something, I think. And now look what I have. So, and another thing I have, I have to tell you, is I can schmooze. I can get you to do things that you never even thought of. And Tony tells me that all the time. He says, "You're so good at getting me to do more than more." And I said, "Oh, that's because I'm good." And now he calls me Madam Schmoozer. That's what I am. Call them up and schmooze them. They'll do it. They'll only do it if they really have a fondness for me. If they really like me, then it's all over for them. So I guess that's another thing from a past life, the ability to have people want to do for you. I guess I was in a leadership role of some sort, probably, but in a nice leadership role. I wasn't mean or nasty. No, that wouldn't be me at all. That would not be me. So what do you think of that, Maya?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that resonates and feels correct, and that yep. A lot of that is bleed over or is, you know, that's what I'm talking about when I say spiritually we remember. And although we may be able, like you said, you have these gifts, you're able to teach people, multitask, and that these can't be something that you just developed in this life because they're too great, they're too powerful, they're too significant, and there's no opportunity, there's nothing that you can look back and say, well, it came from this and this and this. But, you know, I also wanted to mention, too, but before I lose my train of thought, so I believe very much so that is a recollection that our spiritual core remembers and is able to pass down just what we need to know. So it's not necessary that perhaps we remember that exact past life or exactly what we did or how we did it. All that we need is that gift or that ability or that trait or that compassion, whatever it falls into, whatever that function is, that influence and energy to help other people, to multitask, to know things. I mean, like, I have a few things, too, but before I go into that, I wanted to mention that something my guides just quickly shared with me is that they said that oftentimes enlightenment are brought from our past lives. They are recollections that are passed on spiritually to us. Again, the details of that particular past life or existence or, you know, what we were doing is not relevant, but that enlightenments are often reminders of something that we accomplished or we learned in a prior life that we may have gotten a little bit off track. Now, you know, there's a fine line between free will and choices. And, you know, I think that a lot of humans and clients included and myself, I mean, I'm human, I struggle with that. A lot of us do struggle with, okay, well, you know, is this destined? Can you tell me when I'm going to do this or when this is going to happen? But we have to always remember, and, you know, if it resonates with you, which it does with me, is that free will and choice always is going to take precedence over destiny to a point. If we're following a path and we have a job opportunity, until we say yes, let's assume that we've been offered that job, until we say yes and decide to take that job, you know, it's not destined. So a lot of times enlightenment, I feel, are little, you know, like little prods from prior lives, and they're just helping us to remember, okay, now you were at maybe this level, or this is something that you already know or that you've learned or that I'm going to help you. Maybe it's your guides, maybe it's just divine, maybe it's the collective. I mean, it could be, the source could be just that, source, universe, whatever. But I believe that that's often true as well, that enlightenments are just little reminders of what has been accomplished. It's like you said, too, and aside from what might be gone from a past life, is the fact that, okay, there might be something that we did that we, you know, I've lost my train of thought because my dog has some big something on its paw. It's not anything that's going to hurt it. Yeah, I just saw it. I don't know if it's tar or what, but sorry to lose my train of thought. But so enlightenments are, let's just say that they can be at times reminders of where we may have been in a past life. But one thing that I was going to say that talking about past lives and enlightenments and things and abilities that we may have. Now, I don't have any attorneys in my family, so I don't. I've never been exposed. I've used attorneys a couple of times, but not for anything illegal that I got in trouble for. Just to make that clear, I'm not a criminal. But, I mean,
I would hardly think that.
I can just picture people thinking, "Oh, geez, Maya's been arrested."
Oh God.
Yeah,
she's got this criminal record. No, she doesn't.
No, I don't have anything like that. So I don't have, I've never had a close friend. You know, I've had some acquaintances, but I have an extensive knowledge of legal proceedings and the legal world that sometimes is so surprising, and oftentimes, and this could just come from my guys as well. Now, of course, on STARS, we, you know, and this would be my rule, regardless of whether it would be the rule of the site. I do not give any type of legal advice, nor do I give medical advice. So just to be clear on that, so, you know, I don't want to come across that I. If you have a legal matter, then you need to seek an attorney.
A
professional, and I may be able to tell you that if I think the outcome is going to be favorable. But anyways, I've always wondered about that, and I've always thought that that had to come from a past life, and then sometimes. I mean, if you've ever found yourself, and I know a lot of people, if you're listening, if you found yourself with something that you feel like you should know or you should be doing better at, whether it's just getting through life, being happier, being more appreciative, whatever the case may be, you know, you can prepare yourself for an enlightenment and just, I mean, you can do it telepathically, like I mentioned before, and just maybe, I believe that before we go to bed at night is a really good time to ask for assistance and just to perhaps ask, say, if there's any way that I can get some assistance on this, if this is something that I can be elevated or my energy level can be brought up or so on and so forth. I feel that it's possible we can receive an enlightenment. But they're important, they're positive. I believe they help us in reaching our purpose, our path, and they are always positive experiences, always positive. So they're never, I don't feel that they're ever anything negative. And again, they can be something very minor, such as, you know, a reminder that we need to do such and such, try such and such harder than something that is major, saying, you know, I really need to, like, you're writing that book. I think that's, aside from
I don't know that it'll be a book, but it's going to be a nice story. Actually, children could learn from the story. Huh?
Right, and whatever you want to call it, my feeling that I wanted to just say, in addition to what other things it may be, it feels like it could be
a form of enlightenment as well. And you'll see, I'm sure, when you're finished. I mean, it may enlighten you.
Yeah, you're right. I think it has. I just thought about it, what it's about, and it does make me feel really good, and it just solidifies my process of belief. Because the story.
Oh, okay.
I just got it just now. Oh, see, I got a few things in my head.
It
does. It'll make you believe that it can happen. That, but you know, it's like saying, "Well, I would like to have a new car, or a car, whatever." Well, I'd like to have it by spring. Well, okay, spring. Winter comes, no sign of a car, no chance of you getting a car. But you have to believe that it might be delayed a little bit. But if it's really something that is needed by you, and you believe, you have this belief system, you'll get the car. Well, I shouldn't even use a car because that's pretty big. I'm talking more about gifts, like this story. Somebody told me to write this story, and I, all of a sudden, I got the name of it, just like that. And it was about, it's because of my love for animals, and Maya knows what it's about. But I believe this story is really about me. I am the lady in the story. And I do, and I want everybody to know that it's really difficult to believe in something that seems far-fetched. But somebody told me once, well, if God doesn't come down and tell you, no, Natalie, you can't have this, or you don't hear it, what do you believe? Well, I believe I can still have it. Okay. That's what it is. So until God comes down and blasts me on the head and says, oh, no, Natalie, you're not getting this, well, I'm going to keep believing. And so there's nothing wrong with having that belief system, and that's what pulls me out sometimes of what I'm in is all of a sudden a trigger. It's like a little trigger. Oh, come on now. You don't really believe what you just said, or you don't really believe what you're thinking. That's wrong. That's not you. This is what you really believe. And then pretty soon, you know, but it all comes down to belief for me. I believe more than anything else in certain things, and I don't care what it looks like. I believe, and I think that's part of your spirituality, and that can really help you be enlightened if you want. I mean, you have to be open to some things. I don't really ask for things from my guides. I told somebody today, my guides are on vacation. I don't ever see them. I don't ever hear them. She was laughing so hard. She said, well, how can you say that? I said, I'm saying it. They're on vacation. They just figure they don't need to be around me. I don't need to ask them because I go past them. I go past the gods. I mean the guides. I go to the top one. I don't go in between. I don't go to the archangels. I don't ask my guardian angel. I don't do any of that. And they're probably all looking down at me. Oh well, wait. Just you wait, little Natalie. We're gonna fix you. But. I know you have your guides, and I don't hear anything. But maybe I do, Maya, and I just don't know it. Maybe I'm inspired, and that's really the guides helping me along. Do you actually hear, or do you see, or do you sense? Let's talk about that a moment here. When you say, I just got something from my guides, how did you get it?
Well, my guides use, I don't hear it in the term, you know, it's not auditory.
Of words. Okay.
So what I'll get is it's as if someone is sending me a telepathic message in my head. So I don't really hear it. I also get they use a lot of pictures and images, and also I've developed, and that's just more for, I think, speeding things along and so that the communication doesn't have to be so difficult back and forth. I've developed a series of symbols, so when I'm shown something, I would say 99% of the time, on occasion, it could represent something else. But a lot of times I will be shown something, and that is symbolic to me of it has a meaning, so I usually know if I'm shown something, I know what that is. I mean, there's a lot of them, and that's something that took me years. I didn't develop that when I was very young, and I, as far back as I can remember, I've mentioned this before, I knew something was a little bit different about me, and I feel very blessed, especially my father. I've mentioned that before, being a Baptist minister, that he was able to talk with his mentor and with me and decide that it was his belief that this came from God and that this was a gift, and as long as it was used constructively in a positive way, that it was not evil or bad, which, being a Southern Baptist, it could have so easily gone. And that's something, too, that when I mentioned how things can change, if my father would have had a different approach, I believe that my life could have been very, very different. And instead, he was encouraging. Now, they didn't ask me questions or pump me for information, and they didn't encourage it in the sense of saying, you know, well, ask this, well, what did you see today? But now what I was getting at is when I was much younger, and I'm talking about as far back as I can remember, so I'm going to say about 4 or so I believe the age that I can really recall. I know that I talk, like you see kids that talk to an imaginary friend and have tea and so on. Now, I know at that time I did have conversations aloud, and I'm not clear, because it was so long ago, I don't trust my memory on that. I'm not clear if they answered me aloud or not, but I know that I spoke aloud, and I said, well, what does that mean? And at that time, what appeared to me, and that may have just been because I was a young child and because I was raised religiously, they may have come to me in disguise, if you will, just to make it non-threatening for me. But they were angelic beings, and I don't know that they were literally angelic beings, or they were guides or mentors or just spiritual beings, that was their job to help gifted people, gifted children, maintain their gifts, and if it was, you know, safe for them to do so, to, you know, increase those or work with those or whatever the case may be. But I do know that it was a very, and when I saw them too, I will mention this. Now, I see things from time to time, but when I saw these beings, and I say they were angelic, they were very, very real. I mean, there was a light illuminating from them all, but they were true, with wings, and they had a female sense of energy to them, at least what I remember did, and they were not transparent. They were very solid figures, and I know that at least one of them, I felt like I recognized, you know, before and after. But anyways, yeah, they could have been guides, and they just came because I know
it was easier for you to relate to an angel appearance than
yes, I believe
some,
that's true,
right. That could be.
Yes.
Now, for me, I did not get any of that. All I did was I spent a lot of time alone. So if anything was around me, I didn't recognize it, or I didn't have to. I mean, I like just interpreting stories. I mean, my reading level was so far above everybody else, but yet I didn't really excel in school. And my friend Barb said, that's because nothing interested you. She said, we were taking stuff. She says, yeah, you liked office machines because you liked to work them. You were so good. She had shorthand. I couldn't get shorthand to save my soul. And she just whipped right through it, you know, and it didn't matter. It was not, she was right. It wasn't important to me. And but I think what happened with me as a little girl, because I was alone so much, I didn't see anything. I didn't hear anything. Maybe I didn't have to. Maybe if I would have, it would have frightened me. But you and I have talked about this. I really think I got an awful lot of help when I had all those days by myself as a little girl, and missed out on a lot, but I really turned out okay. Even my son will say, Mom, I don't know how you made it and you are what you are, because he couldn't believe the things, and we've talked about this, that my mother did not do for me as her only child. And maybe I didn't need it because it didn't bother me, Maya. I was okay. It was good. It was cool. I mean, I didn't sit there and cry because, you know, I didn't know about this and they didn't do this at this time of the year. And, I mean, it didn't even bother me because I guess I didn't need it.
Right.
And
You were consistently raised, so it wasn't as if you went from this one type of family where everyone
right.
was very demonstrative and, you know,
right.
you had someone home parenting you and they were very affectionate or whatever, and then you were suddenly thrust into a different
yeah.
home. So because you grew up that way, although you may still experience, probably I would say what I get about that is you probably have more difficulty now with it than you did at the time, because it was normal. I mean, it wasn't something you said, oh gosh, I don't think it's supposed to be like this. I mean, you busied yourself, you read, you did what you needed to do.
Right.
I think you definitely had some type of divine assistance, because you never talk about being afraid, which I know a lot of people.
I was not afraid at all. I didn't even think about it, Maya. I didn't think about it. It didn't even affect me.
It did not affect me. I mean, so you had to have help, because I think it would be very normal and common for people in that type of position to feel at least slightly intimidated or afraid, and I noticed one thing is you never mentioned that you had that feeling. I mean, and even being lonely,
right.
you recognized that you were alone, but I think your
right.
loneliness actually kicked in much, much later in life.
Oh yeah, like
and,
now. I did
yeah,
not feel
yeah,
alone.
Exactly.
I was not worried that I didn't have somebody to play with during summer. I mean, I was good to go. I mean, I just busied myself, like you said. It was like somebody took me by the hand and said, okay, come on, we're going to go do this, and now we're going to go do that. And the outside influences did not affect me at all. Now, it wasn't as though my mother didn't give me hugs and my father didn't, except that I was an only child. And I was left to be alone a lot
right. well,
at a young age.
Right, right, right. I mean, they weren't cool. They just were more career driven, and so
yes.
you were a little bit of an afterthought, if you will. I'm not saying you were abused
yes.
or neglected.
No. I was not abused, but yes, you're right. I wasn't something that they counted on. That my mother probably really wanted, although I never felt unwanted, but I don't know. I made it. I survived. She was always very proud of me, but they didn't, for being an only child, everybody said, oh, you must be spoiled. Oh, no, I wasn't spoiled at all. No.
No, I know you said
I mean,
that,
she'd do a few little things for me, but not that much. But you know what? We're at the end of the show already. Oh, my gosh. Where did
yes,
it go?
I know. Well, I'll quickly say this is my voice given out anyways. And we'll have a new topic up, of course, and it'll be, I'm sure, just as great as all of them are. And I just want to there go my dogs because somebody's come in. I just want to wish everyone a wonderful enlightenment. And remember, that's something that we all are gifted with. And it can help us. It's a positive experience that can help us increase our journey and the empowerment of our journey. So may you all be enlightened with whatever you may need or may help you along the way. And with that, I'll say good night and good evening, and we'll see you next Monday.
Okay, and I'll do the same thing. Thank you, Candy. I love you. She's in the room. She sends out all these massive little things, you know, little special that are going on. She tweets and she does Facebook and all of that. And sometimes my phone will go bing, 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 bing. And that's, I know that's my Candy doing that kind of stuff. So we appreciate her so much. And she's in her new home, I think, right now, if I'm not mistaken. Thanks for all you do. She says, I love you. She's in a new place, and it's wonderful for her, and I'm very, very happy for her. Anyways, I love you, Maya Moon, and we'll see you next week, and everybody have a wonderful week until next Monday at 8 o'clock, same time, same people, and we'll look forward to seeing you then. Good night, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.